USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge has said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General Letitia James, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio exceeded their executive limits by limiting worship services and condoning mass protest as the state continues to reopen from coronavirus restrictions. U.S. District Judge Gary L. Sharp issued a preliminary injunction on behalf of two Catholic priests and a trio of Orthodox Jewish congregants. They filed the suit in the Northern District of New York after mass protests and looting occurred in the Big Apple following George Floyd's police-related death. De Blasio had, quote, simultaneous pro-protest and anti-religious gathering messages, end of quote, when he actively encouraged participation in the protest and openly discouraged religious gatherings and threatened religious worshipers, according to Sharp in the federal order. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.